Google's cloud mega conference, Google Cloud Next, is now only a few short weeks away. And as of this morning, the Agenda Builder is live. In this video, I'm going to walk through the Agenda Builder, my best tips and tricks for building your schedule, and the most recommended sessions for those interested in Google Workspace. Let's get into it. As of this morning, the Agenda Builder is now live. What this means is that you can reserve your spot in the sessions that you're most interested in attending. But why should you bother, you ask? Well, this is a very large conference. In fact, much larger than previous years. I'm told that they're targeting approximately 40,000 people, whereas the previous conference in San Francisco last year was approximately 18,000. There's a lot more content, there's a lot of sessions, but there's also going to be a few very highly in-demand sessions. The keynote, of course, will have enough room for, well, just about everybody. Those are always enormous, and they are fun to attend, even if you can watch them later, which you're never actually going to do, let's be honest. However, the other sessions that are going to sell out are going to likely be all of the AI-focused ones, and those do sell out. Those rooms probably only have room for 100, 200, 300, depending on how popular they think the session is going to be, and they do literally sell out. Now, you're not paying specifically for the session. You obviously pay for just the conference. However, the seating in the room does sell out, and you will have to stand on a standby line to wait to get in if you did not register before it sold out. This is, of course, all controlled at the conference by your conference badges, which every room will scan as you walk into it to make sure that you're registered for that session. I think the most important thing I want you to take away from this video is that sessions do fill up, so put them on your agenda now. All right, let's take a quick walk through the Google Cloud Next website. As of the time of filming this, the Agenda Builder is not yet live, so you can see the session library and the speakers tabs, which is how I did all the research on all of this. However, I can't add them to my agenda just yet, which is why I have links down below for all of the sessions that I recommend. I suppose I should start off with the front page of the Google Next website here. If you don't know when this is, it's April 9th to 11th. It's in a couple of weeks at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. I will be there, of course. If you haven't booked your ticket yet, they are doing a contest for us creators and folks who are helping to get the word out about Google Next. My link is down below. I'd appreciate it if you would click on it. If I manage to get a bunch of you to sign up, then I get a bunch of cool swag and maybe some of my trip paid for by Google, which would be very nice. If you haven't already looked through the agenda, Tuesday, April 9th kicks off with check-in and open. You want to get there a little bit early to get your badge, get your breakfast, get some swag, walk around, say hello to some friends, and then go and get your seat for the keynote. You'll notice there's a keynote on day one as well as on day two. This is the day two has the developer keynote. Day one is the main Google Cloud keynote. Both of them kind of start off the day, and both of them sort of kick off the day and set the tone for the rest of the conference. The third day, you don't have a keynote, but it does kick off sessions, and be sure to visit each of these different areas, Sponsor Expo, Cloud Showcase, and if you're in these programs, you can get into the Innovators Hive or other lounges, etc. That's the basic schedule for Las Vegas. Let's jump into the sessions. When building the schedule, I like to go over into the session library, and over on the left-hand side, we have session categories and we have tracks. Tracks is where I begin. Now, being that I am workspace focused, I jump down directly to the productivity and collaboration apps category right away, because those are the ones I'm going to want to go through here and make sure that I get the important ones. Now, you can go through all of these. There's quite a bit, as you can see, just in this one category. It just keeps scrolling, and up, we reach the end of it, okay? So there's a lot of different options here, different sessions for the different apps that Google has, and all of these are going to be interesting to different people, not necessarily to everyone. Some of them are going to be more customer panels, such as the Dialpad AI one with direct impact on business outcomes. That's got somebody from Remax and Superior, and of course, VP of Dialpad, who is moderating this panel. And so, you know, when you're going through this, you want to look at the things that are going to be interesting to you and to your business and important to you as far as new releases and updates. The ones that I'm going to go through are the ones that I have picked that I think are going to be, just based on my past year's experience, the most pivotal sessions with the most announcements. And with that, let's jump into it. Session number one. Of course, the opening keynote. Now, I mentioned this before. Yes, you can watch it online afterwards, but let's be honest, you're not actually going to. Okay, so just go, get your coffee, get your breakfast, get in the door. There's a ton of seating in this room. You don't have to be sitting up front. I will be sitting up front with the Champion Innovators. If you want to learn more about how to join those, drop a comment down below, and I'll give you some information on that. There are a lot of good experiences that happen during the keynote, interesting guests, and it's kind of sets the tone for the rest of the conference. So either way, I do recommend you do attend. The next session that I have on here, this is the developer keynote. It says Dev Key up here. That's how you can tell. It's called Fast, Simple, Cutting Edge, Pick 3. Cute. There are a lot of people on this. This is going to be a big show. I know several of them. Richard put on a great show last year. I know Chloe is going to be fantastic. There's a lot to be excited about for this one. It's sure to be a very exciting show. And will likely be some demos, a lot of announcements, and some interesting experiences here as well. The keynotes, as you'll see in the schedule, are day one and day two, and they kick off the day on both days. All right, next up, in level of importance for Google Workspace folks, Aparna Papu is the GM and VP of Google Workspace. You do not want to miss. This is essentially the Workspace keynote. You want to be in the session, definitely make sure to add it to your schedule and on the day of, get there early so that you get a good seat. This is, of course, going to be all about generative AI. Gemini, yay. Gee, generative AI Gemini. I wonder if that's how they got the name. Anyway, it's always good to hear directly from the VP of the operation, and there's always a lot of good insights to be learned from this, as well as what's planned and coming soon. Next up is an interesting panel on AppScript and Gemini, how to build custom AI-powered workspace solutions. This is something that Google's been working on for a while. AppScript has been kind of a little bit on shaky ground for the last couple of years, seems to finally be finding its footing, especially with the addition of Gemini, because the idea of being able to have an end user who's not a developer be able to say, I need an app that does X, Y, and Z, type it into Gemini, and Gemini spits out an AppScript app or AppScript code that you need, is incredibly powerful. I also happen to know that all three of these presenters, Charles Maxim, Martin Hoxie, and Kara Ireland, are fantastic presenters. And Charles actually hosts a podcast with some friends of ours. I've spoken to Martin and Kara before on other sessions as well, and this is definitely going to be a good session. Sometimes I go to sessions specifically because I know that the speakers are fantastic, and I'll get into another one of those later on down further in the list. But this one, they're both Googlers and great presenters, and should be an interesting session. Next up is Architecting Generative AI Success, Winning Patterns for Google Workspace and Cloud. Again, Michael Brenzel is the Chief Workspace Evangelist, Google Cloud, also a great speaker, and have heard and seen a lot of his things over the last couple of years. Generative AI is transforming the way organizations work, but successful deployment requires thoughtful architecture and design. Come learn how Onyx, who's a customer, has helped several customers across different industries seamlessly integrate Gen AI solutions across Google Workspace and Google Cloud, achieving significant business and technical value for these organizations. But you can read that for yourself. Next up, another major workspace heavyweight, Serge. Whoa. That just reloaded for some reason. Become an expert in advanced multi-turn prompting in Gemini for Google Workspace. In this session, basically, you're going to learn the best way to talk to Gemini and how to get the best out of it. This becomes a little bit more important if you are one of those users that is on Gemini Business, as you are limited in the amount of prompts you can do each month. This is going to give you practical tips on what makes great prompts and the best practices for drafting those prompts in Gemini, Gmail, Docs, Sheets, and Slides, and you'll leave this session empowered to prompt like a pro. Next up, of course, is more Gemini. Gemini and Google Meet. Smarter meetings, better outcomes. A lot of cool things coming here for Google Meet. This is not going to be a session that you want to miss unless you really don't care about anything having to do with Google Meet. Trust me on that. Next up is the always insightful Laura Mae Martin, who has the most interesting title I've ever seen, Productivity Advisor, Office of the CEO at Google. Laura has done lots of articles and lots of videos over the years. Most recently, I think she was in Inc. Business, and always is giving out very helpful productivity tips on how best to use Google Workspace tools, as well as just general productivity. I believe she also is the author of a new book. Here we go. She's also the author of a new book called Uptime, which I've already pre-ordered, and I'll be sure to let you know how it is when I receive it. Next up on the cybersecurity front is Prevent, Identify, and Respond to Threats in Gmail and Google Workspace. This is sure to be an interesting session on how to protect your data and keep things safe. We've got head of corporate security engineering from Snap, product manager from Google Cloud, and director of product management from Google Cloud talking about the evolving cyber threat landscape and how you can stay safe. Continuing on that topic is stay secure and improve efficiency for your frontline with Google Workspace. John McDonald is also somebody we've seen quite a few times over the years, the global director of productivity and collaboration at Google Cloud, is joined by the VP of engineering from Choice Hotels, Jason Simpson. Next up is essentially the Google Chat keynote. Again, anything with Gemini and the product name in it is probably a keynote for that product line that you don't want to miss. This is all about supercharging collaboration with Gemini and Google Chat. I know that Google has a lot of really cool things planned for Google Chat with Gemini integrated into it, and this is the session where they're going to unveil most, if not all, of those plans. All right, a handful left to go here. What's next for security professionals? This is Kevin Mandia. The name Mandia should sound familiar if you've ever heard of Mandiant, which is the cybersecurity company that Google bought a number of years ago and still owns and operates, and Kevin works as the CEO of Mandiant at Google Cloud. This is going to be a little bit more of a niche topic for those in cybersecurity, not going to necessarily be for admins directly. However, I always find that I learn some very interesting insights about the industry and about the state of cybersecurity, and again, ways that you can continue to work to use Google to stay safe. Remember how earlier I said sometimes I choose a session just based on the speaker? Miles Ward, possibly one of the best presenters I have ever seen, and I have seen him many times at many different events, is presenting with the Golden State Warriors. Miles is the CTO of SADA, who is possibly one of, if not Google's largest partner with implementing mega solutions with Workspace and Google Cloud, and the Golden State Warriors is one of their clients, and so they're talking about how they're supercharging the fan experience with generative AI. Whether or not this is going to be something interesting to you, I can almost guarantee that this will be an engaging and very entertaining session. This next session is a couple of my fellow Google Cloud innovators, Mark Johnson, Yunjin Liang, sorry if I'm messing up your name, Magda Jerry as well is a big name in the space, Conrad Klappa, we'll have to meet, I haven't met you, I know everybody else on the panel, so I'll certainly be there, and this is about unlocking your cloud and AI superpower with Google Cloud Credentials. Certifications and credentials are a big part of establishing your credibility in Google Cloud, and you can learn all about them at Google Next, as well as watching some of my certification videos, and I plan to do more on those this year, so if you haven't already, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Another Google Meet session with a Google Product Management Director, the VP of Product from Logitech, and the Head of Software from Avicor Technologies. Those names should sound familiar to you because those are the people who work for the companies that make the tools that integrate with Google Meet for meeting rooms, or headsets, or cameras, or microphones. Not this one, but let's talk Logitech. This is Drive Enterprise Success, unlocking the power of Google Meet for the hybrid team. These types of sessions I always like to attend because sometimes you get to see the new tech that's coming down the road. They like to show things off, or if you haven't had a chance to get hands-on with their hardware, sometimes they will be showing off either in person or videos of their technology, and you can get a lot of insightful information and questions answered about the best way to deploy these, use these, etc. This last session that I have on my list here is a very important one and a question I've been asked a lot lately. Is, okay, Google loves to harvest people's information on Gmail and give us ads and all of that, right? Theoretically, you've heard of these things before. People like to accuse Google of that all the time, and maybe on the consumer side, there might be an element of truth to it. However, on the Workspace side and on the Google Cloud side, Google is very, 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 very particular about making sure that you know that that's not the case. And this session is going to be talking about how Google Workspace, when you use Gemini in Workspace, Google doesn't access that at all. How to keep your data private and compliant with Gemini in Google Workspace. As I said in my Gemini for Google Workspace video, which I'll link at up on the screen at the end of the video, Gemini can access your data in Google Workspace, but Google cannot access that. It does not train the Gemini model, and it is private to only you and your users. One more thing I will mention is that when you are at the event, do not feel that you absolutely must stick to this schedule. If you need to miss a session because you need a break, I get it, it's intense. Google gets it too. Feel free to drop out. That's what the waitlist line is for outside. They will let people that are standing in standby in if you do not make it in time for the session. Also, some of the best sessions that I have found when going to these conferences are what we call hallway sessions. Hallway sessions are the people that you talk to, whether it's the speaker after a session is completed, or it is some of the other people that you were talking to or sitting next to in the session, just learning from them, talking to them, hearing their experiences, hearing the questions that they're asking the speaker in the hallway outside the session sometimes can be far more valuable than the entire session itself. So feel free if you get stuck in one of those. And I use that term loosely. By stuck, I mean if you are there because it's very interesting, but you're also nervous about making it to the next session. If you feel that this is a really good conversation, most of the big sessions are recorded and you will be able to view them later, although it may be days, if not weeks later. So you will be behind the curve. However, if that session is important to you, then that's really important. If you need that contact to that person because you need to ask them a very specific question about Drive file stream, etc., for example, you can. And that is something that you should invest your time in. The last thing I'll mention is don't stress about it too much. Choose your selections. And if you haven't already, register at my link down below. And I look forward to seeing you there.